You are listening to the Frillo Bros Tech Podcast, Episode 1.
Welcome to Episode 87 of the Frillo Bros Tech Podcast. Today is May the 26th. 2013. I'm Matthew Dean Frillo, and this is my graduated brother, James Frillo.
Yeah, that's me. Matthew Dean Frillo, huh?
Yeah.
Getting all official.
I literally say Matthew Dean Frillo every show.
Do you?
Yes.
Clearly I listen. Okay.
That's awesome. That's great.
I'm going to have to listen next time. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the podcast if you say that.
I do. I think I do. I try to. So, yes, as you can tell, if you're probably listening to the fact that there's no delay between our voices or if you're watching the video and there's this cool new split screen thing where I can pass into his side of the split screen.
That's right.
That's actually because we're sitting next to each other for some family graduation business.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So congratulations to all those who, you know,
graduated.
Yeah. Joined the real world, as it were.
But yeah, so here we are. So what that means is that we're doing the podcast live for us. We're doing it a little early because we're going to go literally go camping right after we get done with this. And, yeah.
And also, we've already been hanging out all weekend long, which means that we've done the equivalent of 6 hours of the podcast without an audience, which was probably
not the wisest decision. Yeah, so all the good conversations are done. You're just going to get the rehashed short version. It won't be exciting at all.
Yeah, we'll try to include the fun stuff. Anyways, this week, like every week, well, maybe not exactly like every week, we will be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they're developing. Before we get into the heart of the show, James does have a short disclosure that he's got to throw out there so we can keep his job.
Yes, I work for HP. However, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
Cool.
All right.
Tomorrow's Memorial Day. So mark your calendars. If you want to follow us throughout the week, man.
I'm so
I don't know, my screen's going on. I want my different windows up and stuff. I'm working on the iPad.
It's right here. It's right there.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
So if you want to follow us throughout the week and get all sorts of cool updates, like photographs of graduation ceremonies or tweets congratulating graduates or posts about where we're eating our graduation celebration meals, stuff of that nature, feel free to go into our tweeters. My handle is at Matthew D. Furlow. That's the D for D.
I did see that, and I am at James Furlow with a mystery last name.
Exactly.
Middle name.
I was going to say. I didn't know. If you want to, we've got all sorts of stuff all over the internet for social media. We use our real names, so if you just search for us, you can follow us and be friends with us and whatever. It's all sorts of interesting stuff. I've decided to get into Vine a little bit. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Really?
Yeah. I have friends that do it, and it seems fun.
Here's my latest Vine, which was actually from a really long time ago. So
perfect.
But it's a timeless classic is what it is. Wait, where is it? Where are you?
Wow, that's awesome. That's how often you use it. You don't even know where the app is.
There it is. I found it. It was in photos. Which makes sense. For no reason. Profile. Yep, here it is.
See your dog?
It's Vinny digging into our chair, chasing a fly that he caught.
What?
it's not even playing. That's how awesome this app is. But you can see he's the corner of the chair and the armrest, and his head is literally buried in it.
Basically, what we're getting at is you guys should all probably go and check this.
Yeah, it's just total goofiness right there.
Loading, loading, loading.
Sad.
Yeah, but.
Anyways, yeah, check it out, man. You should follow me.
I do.
Oh, I need that.
I think you follow me too. I just
probably.
I'm on the app. I have like followers and.
You're a lurker.
Dude, I hate people like that, and I'm totally like that on that app. I like to only use apps I use.
Okay.
That's keys.
So big news happened this week.
Yeah.
I got an email on what was it? Friday or Saturday? I honestly don't remember. Those all kind of blur together for me. I got an email from Google letting me know that they are shutting down Google Buzz.
So, I need to clarify something. Google Buzz wasn't shut down.
I know!
What does this even mean?
I know. I was like, wow. Oh, okay. So, from what I understand, they announced in the email is literally said, I'm going to say that word literally all podcasts.
Literally.
in October of 2011, they announced that they'd be shutting it down.
Yes.
And so as of July 17th, they actually will.
It's part of their spring cleaning when they take away Google Reader as well.
Yeah.
Still used regularly.
So.
And have found no replacement for it.
They're going to take all your Buzz posts and copy them onto Google Drive. So essentially you have them.
So the fact that I didn't post a Buzz means that this doesn't affect me really.
Did you get an email from them?
I did.
Oh, okay. So
I might have posted like
pretty
one
much.
Or two things.
And then it lets us know that any comments that were made will also be saved, but under their files, not your files, and who cares. But anyways, Google Buzz, shutting down.
What a dumb app. What a colossal mistake. You see, the thing is that I wouldn't care that much, except it's like, it just is like, it's like a twisting of the knife of Google Reader, because it was...
What do you mean?
Well, it's just like all wrapped up into the same, like, Google Reader was a success, and they don't want it to be, so they're gonna... Because they wanted to be, it's too so, you know, they wanted a more social thing. They wanted Google Reader to become Google Buzz. They wanted Google Plus to become Google Buzz. And then, so it could be like Google Reader. They want all these things to be like a Google Reader, except Google Reader. And why are they getting rid of Google Reader? I'm still not over it.
Who cares about Buzz? Yeah. Google Reader. Come on.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's frustrating to me.
Well, companies have started coming out of the works. Dig was talking a little bit about what they're going to have, which sounds like it's not going to be quite as cool as what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Which you're like, okay, fine. Some other ones like Reader for iOS and Mac. That guy's been making some changes. Obviously, those other guys, what's their name? I've got their app that I choose not to use. Feedly, you know, they've been making a lot of improvements and changes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of movement in the space, and I think that you will see all of them come out with their stuff on like July 20th.
Good.
You have like 10 days to make a decision because they're going to take as much time as they need to do all their development.
Yeah, I've already seen a couple of websites that have popped up saying this is a Google Plus or a Google Reader replacement. Notice how nobody did that with Google Buzz.
yeah.
And hopefully, something good happens.
Otherwise, this podcast will be really short all of a sudden.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Google Buzz, big news.
Yeah, very cool. So, in other Google-related news, so we're doing a Google Hangout right now through Google Plus. Pretty much everything is Google Plus now. Google is Google Plus. So they're adding all sorts of new features and stuff. We talked about this a bit last week. They like integrated all of their different photo buckets together. So now you get like 16 gigs of online cloud storage space for your photos and docs and stuff.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. But one of the things that they have added, a new feature that they added that they didn't really tell anybody about, was the fact that Google Plus can now do searches all your photos for object recognition. So facial recognition has been around for quite a while. It's why when you like, you know, integrated in these types of services, it's like one on Facebook when you go to tag somebody, it automatically pops up a box around people's faces because they find people's faces and they actually can identify you in the picture. And there was a long debate about whether or not they should just automatically tag you in all of your pictures. And they, you know, as much as companies like Facebook get, you know, no credit for just taking all your data like that, they do have, you know, an at least an ounce of restraint. So they don't do that. Well, Google decided that this was a little less freaky to people and could be kind of useful. So you can actually go into Google Plus and like search for objects in your pictures. So if you like type jewelry, it'll search all your pictures and come up with stuff with jewelry as though it were tagged as jewelry. But there's no tags or anything. It just does all the image processing on its own.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
So that's just to make search on Google Plus better is the ultimate thing there. I know they talked about doing those deeper dive tag things, and they gave an example of the Eiffel Tower and being able to, you know, do more Eiffel Tower searches, just stuff like that.
Yeah. I think it's part of a big, you know, I think it's a move of just, yeah, getting more information, and they can do it, so they're going to start trying to. And one of the things that was one of the comments that I read that was brought up, and I think that this was quite the observation, was I think this is also part of a bigger movement of technology. They're now processing your photos for what is in the photo, which is obvious. But what happens when they start coming up with the fact that, like, you've got a Coke bottle or a Disney character in the background or a basketball team hat on?
When they start to know your location of where you're taking them, like, what if a lot of your photos are taken at Giants games? Even if there's no, Giants, logos or anything like that, but, like, we know where this is. This is at the Giant Stadium, and he goes here like once a week.
Right, and or it's I would say in all, it's all the more, you know, church. If you're wearing, the broader point is if they know where you're going and you're always going to the Giant Stadium and you're always they're taking pictures and you always have a Giants hat in it, and then Google offers isn't gonna say, hey, we've got two tickets to the Oakland A's, you know.
Right. It's not,
and I wonder, you know,
unless the A's are looking for fans.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be like, hey, let's go after them. We already know they like baseball.
Yeah. Do you want to go to a stadium that's only a quarter full instead of one that's packed? Come to the A's game. Oh, I like the A's. just nobody goes. But yeah, it's an interesting new technology that they just kind of thrown out there very, very quietly. Part of it is, I think it's because it's, you know, it's a Google just testing it out, and I'm sure it's one of those really cool features that you're going to fall in love with and you're going to develop into your workflow just to find out that they're going to kill the product in, you know, 2 years. Because we were just testing out a technology and we wanted to integrate it into this other thing, which, you know, is pretty, you know, par for the course for Google, but it's definitely, I don't know, it makes me wonder, like, how long until they start doing the same processing of YouTube? I'm sure they do it to some degree already, because why wouldn't you? But it's like...
Well, they do it with the music, for sure.
Right, yeah, they already look for music, they already look for, you know, they look for all sorts of stuff.
So all that to say is they're willing to do that, which means as they develop the other sensing or whatever search filter criteria, they will use it. They're okay with that.
Another really interesting.
Well, of course, I like to think of it as optimistic, especially with like Google Plus, where that's what they're doing is they're putting what Google's really good at, which is these huge servers and data processing and and organizing things, even organizing the items inside your picture for you so you can easily find them later.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what they're excellent at. And now they're applying it to your photos and my photos and stuff that people put together. And that's extremely helpful. And they're obviously not Facebook, but they still need to find out what their niche is. They still think that they're Facebook, and they're not.
Yeah.
They need to figure that out and then decide what it is that they actually are.
Right.
And once they do that, they will be much happier and more successful. It just, I don't know. They still don't understand what they are. I don't even know what they are, which is
part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So, cool.
Speaking of companies who don't know who they are.
Yeah, really.
That no one else really knows who they are. There was some other big news. It actually happened on Sunday, and I didn't mention it because we ran out of time on the podcast, but I just want you to know that I thought it first on the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. I just didn't share it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yahoo made a little purchase.
Yeah.
This last week. They spent $1.1 gazillion. Oh, no, it was just $1 billion on Tumblr.
Yeah. So I feel like everybody this week has had a crash course in what is Tumblr? Because, you know, the first news reports are like, you know, I am vaguely aware of Tumblr in that I know what it is and I know how it works. Because I pay attention to this kind of stuff. But I've never actually, like, actively used it, participated in it. Every once in a while, I get, like, I'll stumble onto a Tumblr site. And I always had this, like, vague notion of it's for 13-year-olds. Because what's weird about it is it's, like, what it is it's, like, all of our teenage cousins or some of our teenage cousins get into it. So I had this, like, this, you know, this old guy notion of this is for the young whippersnappers. I'm not going to get involved in that. And then it, like, hits the news. And I was also, like, vaguely aware that there was some porn on it. And that became a gigantic thing. About, you know, are they going to keep the porn or not? And like, really? How much are we going to talk about this? Because there's so few places to find porn on the internet. And
I think it's funny, like, you know, that was the whole thing with Google, with YouTube.
Yeah.
Google's purchase. They had all this pirated content. Like, are they going to keep it? What are they going to do? How's that going to work?
Yeah.
And Yahoo's going to get to deal with a similar type of question.
Yeah.
I honestly think they would be smart to be like, let's just do whatever Google did with YouTube and it will be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what you'll see is they're just going to, for a while, you know, they claim we're not going to do anything. We're not going to change it at all. But you're like, then why did you buy it?
Well, they didn't say that. They said they promised not to screw it up.
Oh yeah. That's right. That's right.
That was the line.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to keep it, and for at least a little while, they're not going to touch it. They're just going to keep it, or they'll maintain the code. They'll move everything over to their servers, which will increase the performance, which is what Google did with Yahoo, or not Yahoo, with YouTube, was they bought them, and the first thing they did was they moved everything over to their servers, and the service improved 20-fold.
But it's not bad.
Right.
It doesn't have the same problems that YouTube had.
Well, that's because YouTube was, you know, this new video, you know.
Well, and more importantly, because everything, I'm going to guess that everything is hosted on Amazon's web servers.
Right. Yeah.
So it just works. It's just up all the time. They scale, no problem.
But I got to believe that when you actually put the, you know, because Yahoo's not too shabby when it comes to being an engineering service.
Right.
What they're going to do is they're going to throw their engineers at it and say, fix all the leaks. You know, just tighten this thing, this package up so that it's nice. You won't see a dramatic improvement, but you'll see small stability and usability things start to change immediately. And I hear the app is actually like a nightmare when it was programmed because it's
really
because it's like it's gigantic and bloated, and it's UI, especially for a lot of the older folk, and by older folk I mean, you know, people not in their teenage years anymore, are complaining about usability. And I think what you'll see immediately is those sorts of things get the professional engineering touch, you know, of a huge team that works with UI on that sort of thing. And then you'll see slowly, you'll see more and more ads get incorporated as they try to.
Which they did. That was one of the things that they called out, was that Yahoo does have a big advertising platform, and they've got a bunch of users, and Tumblr has been trying to think about and move towards that monetization route, and Yahoo's going to be able to help them out with that.
Right.
And that'll be super helpful.
Which, yeah, I mean, and you know, it was bound to happen, and you know, and I'm, as long as they don't just like turn on ads next week, I think people will, you know, slowly increase the number of ads. Do it as a couple. Do it within a test area. Don't do too much. You know, your classic is.
Well, thankfully, Marissa Meyer was
a Googler.
Yeah, and she gets what it means to have, what's the word I'm thinking of? Appropriate or the right type of ad, you know, in the right context. I don't remember the phrase, but
yeah,
you know, at the very least tasteful.
yeah. And yeah. And they'll probably go the Google route of trying to, you know what you're talking about and make sure, yeah, everything will, hopefully they do that right. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like a crazy idea. I think the weirdest part about it that everyone's kind of feeling is like, you know, how do you make sure it doesn't become MySpace or GeoCities or something like that? These things just kind of, they crest, they get popular. You know, there's a different level.
So that's the question, right? Because Yahoo has bought things in the past and done very little with them. GeoCities was once owned by Yahoo.
Yeah.
But the big example would be Flickr.
Right.
Where they bought it and just, they didn't kill the service, but they definitely didn't help the service either.
Right.
And so when it eventually did die, or, you know, not necessarily die, but as it faded into the past,
yeah,
it was just kind of like, well, you know, that's because they sold out to Yahoo.
Did you hear what Melissa Meyer did with Flickr just like last week?
I did. So as part of their
announcement,
well, and nice. So my point was going to be that, you know, historically they showed a total lack of interest in helping out Flickr,
right?
Which would be very concerning to, you know, say like Tumblr.
I'd say.
But at the exact same time that they announced the Tumblr announcement, they also announced a total new revamp of Flickr.
Right.
So at least, you know, showing, hey, we're willing to invest in these properties that we have to bring them to the level that they should be at.
Yeah.
And so do you have a Flickr account?
I don't, but what you're probably about to talk about is kind of tempting to at least get it open up and start with it.
Yeah, so originally, if you look at this picture on this other screen,
yes,
over here, it shows that the pictures were fairly small, because basically you add photos and you follow people and then you have a photo stream. It's Instagram 1.0.
Right.
But you can do any photo size you want, which is nice. And so, but they were smaller photos and stuff. And so they redid the format for it, where when you look at it now, it's, you know, wall to wall photos, nice big types of stuff. And so it just looks really, really nice and clean,
right,
and visual, which you're like, okay, it's Flickr, it's photos, it should be. They did the same thing for their app, which is super sweet. And then the other thing that they did, which I probably won't be able to find fast enough. Oh, yeah, here it is. This is the crazy part. You ready for this? Because this is what's going to get you.
Yes.
They are giving every single user 1 terabyte of free space.
That's what I was going to – that's what caught my attention.
You know, it's funny. When Gmail started up and they were like, everyone gets 10 gigs. Or what was it, 1 gig? What was the – I mean, it was like a –
yeah.
For their Gmail, which at the time everyone was like, you get 200 megabytes. And they came out and were just like, we're giving you a gigabyte.
Right.
It was a ridiculous number. And then very quickly everyone else goes, oh, okay, yeah, we'll lift it up.
Yeah.
You know, and even Google, they're like, oh, everyone gets 10 gigabyte or 15 gigabytes of storage space on Drive and, you know, whatever. And they're the leader. And now you've got Flickr coming in going, oh, we'll give you a terabyte.
Yeah, Yahoo just...
boom.
Which actually makes sense, because what you'll find, I think, is you'll find that, you know, a lot of your users will never use more than 10 or 20 gigs, but they can use up to a terabyte. You might have a few people that use a terabyte, but it's not like you don't actually have to have – it's kind of like a bank where a bank doesn't have – you know, if they have the deposits for, you know, $1 billion in the bank – from a million people, so they have, right. You know, they have $1,000 from every person, give or take. They don't have $1 billion in the bank. They have a million, and just assume that not everybody will go in for the $1,000 at the same time.
Right, right. Well, and they're doing exactly what Google did with Gmail, where they came out with, I honestly don't remember the amount, but it was like, wow. Yeah. It was a lot for the time. And their whole thing was like, just save every single email. We're not even going to add a delete button. Just archive it off. You don't have to manage it. You don't have to think about space. You don't have to delete. Read it, archive, search for it later. You're done.
Yeah.
That was their whole value prop. And they're like, and we've given you enough space so that you literally never have to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what they're saying is you can do, 500,000 original full resolution, pixel perfect, brilliant photos. Now, if you remember, a week ago with Google I.O. when they were making their photo announcements and we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Their whole thing was like, because we're giving you 15 gigs of space, we will allow you to keep, you know, it was a certain, a small percentage of your photos. You can decide which ones you want to do full resolution.
Right.
Everything else will be in the smaller size so that it's easy to share and back and forth. And so, I mean, as a user, I'm like, oh, well, so I got to decide which photos I really like and which ones I want fully uploaded. How do I manage what that is?
Right.
And, you know, so it calls a bunch of questions. And they did it for space reasons. And now Yahoo's coming in and like, boom, take that.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that you're very quickly going to see all other companies. I mean, Facebook's never had a limit, which, you know, is cool. But they've also never done the full res stuff.
Yeah.
They do high res, I guess.
They're getting better about it, but it's, you know, it's one of those things that, yeah, I mean, I hate the idea of having to decide right now whether I want this photo to be low res or high res, especially because as the screens get better, you're always like, oh, well, this picture was clearly taken 5 years ago because it looks awful, whereas at the time it didn't look that bad, and, you know, And how do you know what pictures are going to be important, you know, in 10 years, which ones you want to have high res and whatnot? And it just seems, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things for me, like, I've been really working on taking more pictures, and I've completely filled up my iCloud storage, and it's, like, not even letting me back up my phone anymore, and I'm like, why did I get a 64 gig phone? I didn't think this through. there's a miscommunication there. And so now I'm like actually thinking about the fact that I do want to back up all these full high resolution pictures somewhere. And I'd been kind of using a very broken approach to doing that. And now,
which is what? Just curious.
I'm just, you know, a combination of Dropbox, iCloud, Facebook, whatever. It's just all, but mostly just stored on my phone, you know, just, I got one copy of it and that's it. And if I lost my phone, those pictures would be gone forever, which would be, you know, whatever. And I feel like I'm terrible at taking pictures. I just don't care that much. I like having pictures in like years later. I'm always like, oh man, I wish I had pictures of that, 'cause that would have been cool. Kind of. And, but so I guess why I say that is just because, for me, I imagine that if that's how I feel about photos and I don't care that much, how do people who actually like care a lot about photos feel about all this? They're going to really, you know, there's going to be a big movement to find a place that will let you to store, you know, your giant megapixel, you know, super high resolution. I can zoom in, you know,
yeah,
you know, 1,000 feet with this picture and still have it be look nice, you know, especially as cameras keep getting better, you know, every phone's got an 8 megapixel camera, and in 2 years, 2-3 years, every phone's probably going to have a 12 or 13 megapixel camera, and it's just going to keep getting more and more ridiculously high resolution, and, right, you know, I don't know. It makes you one, I mean, this is obviously where it's going, and it's cool. I think this is where you really see Melissa Myers is going to really,
Marissa.
What I call her, Melissa, Marissa Myers. I think this is hopefully where you'll see her really take off. You know, it's interesting. The most interesting thing about Yahoo's new strategy is the fact that they obviously hate the letter E. What is Flickr, Tumblr?
Oh.
Like, they just, they don't like it. That was, the house is burning down.
Yeah, no, I don't know. So they're I think they're treating Yahoo or Flickr pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're going to treat Tumblr pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Marissa does seem to be on the right track with, you know, with her thoughts and what she's doing. And it's fun to see them back in the game because they were just an also-ran. It'll be cool to see what they do with fantasy sports when that happens.
Yeah.
Because that's been another one where you go, wow, this is from 1990. And it's just,
and yet fantasy sports are bigger than ever. So there's really a,
and then people pay,
yeah,
to do that. And that's a, that is a revenue generator.
Right.
So that is worth their time and energy to invest in.
Right.
And I've got to believe that they're thinking about it. They're going to, and it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of impressive. And good thing, whatever, what happened to the guy before her? Turned out he like didn't have an actual degree. Was that the case?
Yeah.
They got lucky, man. They got so lucky with him that they were, and that they had a real easy excuse to fire him.
Yeah.